This is the show Never Heard That. My name is Andrew Mukey. Thanks for joining me. Today we're going to be listening to the song Don't Blame the Beam by Australian band Far Out Corporation from their solitary self-titled 1998 album. For an Australian audience, this would have to be considered something of a 90s alternative music supergroup. Formed in late 1997, they were led by singer-guitarist Grant McLennan of the Go-Betweens. The Go-Betweens were a massive success in Europe over a long period of time and also charted in the United States, so they are likely very well known by you all. It seems rather shocking that it was 2006 when Grant McLennan suffered a heart attack. He was a very prolific musician. Not at the same international success level as the Go-Betweens, but certainly very highly regarded in Australia, Ian Haug from Powderfinger was the second guitarist for the band. Adele Pickfans from the Dave Graney Band on bass and ex-Turtlebox drummer Ross McLennan rounded off this Brisbane, Queensland-centric supergroup. The band was formed in November 1997 when Grant McLennan was asked to provide an ambient audio track for a music arts project called Occiput Hammerings held in Brisbane. The Far Out Corporation was initially a one-off group to fulfil the commission and performed live at one of the six nights of the Occiput Hammerings display early in 1998. The group then continued to gig at various venues in Brisbane. In October 1998, they released their first and only album. And that was it. By the year 2000, there was no more. What I really like about this track is that it is very unassuming. It is neither heavy nor light, but has an infectious quality about it which means it lodges itself into your subconscious. I'm not necessarily that enamoured with songs that are just strummed chords, but the simple chord structure of this song is embellished with little details that make it rise well above the ordinary. See if it makes you sway just a bit. This is the track Don't Blame the Beam by Australian band Far Out Corporation from their solitary self-titled 1998 album.